You are listening to the Victory Podcast. We hope this message will find favor in your life. For more updates about Victory, log on to victory.org.ph and bookmark our website in your browser. Now, here's your message.
Prayer meeting here. When we pray as a one spiritual family, we are joining our faith together. And that's why yung prayers po natin ay napapabilis yung sagot sa ating mga panalangin when we pray and fast at the same time. And there are challenges and enemies ahead. And that's why we've got to be prepared. We've got to stay strong. Meron nga pong kinuwento sa akin si Pastor Edgar kahapon, pastor in Quezon City. Yung isang, naalala nyo maybe you have heard of the news last November 2010, yung Bundol Gang, yung merong Fortuner na bumundol sa Montero at may humarang pa sa harap, no? There was an elderly couple who picked up their daughter who came from the U.S. at the airport. They picked up their daughter when they were on C5 somewhere along Pasig, yun nga, hinarang sila nung Bundol Gang. And so tinangay yung Montero nila, Mitsubishi Montero. And so they came to church, this family. They came as a whole family to Victory Quezon City and they asked for prayer. And so the church prayed for them. You know what happened? Just a matter of few days, tong Bundol Gang, no? When they were about to make Bundol again, no? Nakita po sila, naispatan sila ng mga pulis. No? At so dalawang gang members ang nahuli and then this led to another operation, nahuli yung mga iba pa nilang kasamahan. And so they were able to recover their Mitsubishi Montero. And that's why whatever the enemy has stolen from you, it's God's will to restore it. Not just, hindi lang kaparehas, kundi 7 times back, according to Proverbs chapter 6. So what the enemy has stolen, God will repay it many times. And so I will share to you three principles that will make us strong this year, according to Joshua chapter 1. The first element is God's purpose. Everybody say God's purpose. God's purpose is His plan, His calling, His direction upon your life. God's will, yung plano, yung kalooban ng Diyos sa buhay natin. And so, in verse 6, this is God's purpose for Joshua. Be strong and courageous because you will lead these people to inherit the land I swore to their forefathers to give them. Yun ang purpose ni Lord kay Joshua. Siya ay magiging leader. Siya yung magdadala sa bayan ng Israel sa lupang ipinangako ng Panginoon kay Abraham. And this was the same words that Moses spoke to Joshua before Moses died, Deuteronomy 31, verse 7, be strong and courageous for you must go with these people into the land that the Lord swore to their forefathers to give them. And so we must remember that God owns the land. God is the one who created the heavens and the earth. Ang Panginoon po ang lumalang ng langit at lupa, ng planetang ating tinatitirhan. And that's why He is the creator and that's why He has the authority, He has the prerogative to give the land to the people whom He is pleased with. And so because of the sin of the people in the land, God ejected them and God handed the land over to His own people, His chosen people, Israel, for them to be a blessing to the nations of the earth. So God has a purpose for them. And so for us, tatanungin natin, ano ba ang purpose? Alam mo yung plano ni Lord sa buhay ko, sa buhay niyo? No, is it for you to stay here in the Philippines or is it to go abroad? Is it God's will for you to stay here and just start a new business and kasama pa ang pamilya mo? What is God's purpose for you as a family? If you are a student, what's God's purpose for you? Are you sure that the course that you're studying, yan talaga ang plinilano, yan talaga ang calling, yan talaga ang pagtawag sa'yo ni Lord? Merong mga estudyante kasi, Pastor Earl, yung parang pinapakyaw yung mga kurso sa college, ano? May mass comm, nag-shift sa engineering, tapos nag-management, ganyan. May mga ganun eh. Pero if you're single, you also need to be sure of God's purpose for your life. If you're working already and you have a stable job, maybe it's time for you to find God's will for your lifetime partner. Di ba? Eh pero siyempre pag hindi pa time, wag mo apurahin. Pero if it's time na, then you have to pray and know, don't just marry a person with good looks. No, don't just look for appearance, but marry someone whom will be a helpmate for you to fulfill and accomplish the purpose of God. Okay, and dapat na mapangasawa mo yung magdadala sa iyo, magpapatibay, magpapalakas ng faith mo, hindi yung mag-ahatak sa iyo sa palabas ng Christian faith mo. No? Sabi nga ni sa hindi ba sabi sa 2 Corinthians, do not get unequally yoked with unbelievers, diba? And sabi ni Billy Graham, if you marry an unbeliever, you'll make the devil as your father-in-law. And so, kaya nga, yesterday, we were witnesses to a wedding in Tagaytay. No? Pastor Michael Paderes, merong kinasal, head usher sa Quezon City, church natin sa Quezon City, Jeff and Naomi. Ayan, no? Medyo, nakita niyo po yung si Pastor Michael nakasalamin sa si Pastor Christian, 6-footer po siya. Si Pastor Christian Flores po yung Bible bearer nung kasal. Ayan, no? Kakaiba, no? Matangkad naman ngayon. No? So, they were happily married yesterday. And so, God's purpose, the second element of being strong is God's precepts. Everybody say, God's precepts. God's precepts means His instructions, His word, His principles, the guidelines. God gave us a manual on how we should live. Okay, iniwanan po tayo ng manual paano tayo mamuhay dito sa lupa. God's precepts is what God told Joshua in verse 7 and 8. Be strong and very courageous. Be careful to obey all the law my servant Moses gave you. Don't turn from it to the right or to the left, that you may be successful wherever you go. Do not let this book of the law depart from your mouth. That's why we had this congregational reading. It means we don't just read the word, we speak the word. Okay, meditate on it day and night. The word meditate means not just to think about or hindi lamang iisipin o babasahin. You're thinking about it all day long. You're pondering it. You're reflecting upon the word. You're speaking. You're praying, confessing, personalizing the word of God. And what will happen after that? So that you may be careful to do everything. Okay, so careful study, it will lead to obedience. And as we study and obey, what will happen? Then you will be prosperous and successful. So prosperity and success is just the inevitable result of our obedience, which is a result of our careful meditation on the Word of God. And so when we study the Word of God, sabi nga ni Pastor Jurey, each one of us has been given a measure of faith. No, hindi po porke pastor kami ay malaki na mas mataas o mas malaking faith namin. All of us have been given a measure of faith, but yung measure of faith, our faith, the level, our faith level depends on our intake of the Word of God. The Bible says in Romans 10:17, faith comes by hearing and hearing the Word of God. As you hear, as you read, as you study the Word of God, the more your faith will increase. And that's why sa Victory website po natin, victory.org.ph, meron tayong mga podcasts doon. You can download it for free. Okay? Even itong messages natin sa Metro East. You just go to our locations and services. You look for Metro East and our website, we are recording. And that's why you've got to meditate on the Word of God day and night so that we'll be prosperous and successful wherever we go. The third principle is God's presence. Everybody say, God's presence. God's presence is with Joshua. That's why he doesn't have to be afraid. He will be strong and courageous. Verse 5, it says that as I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will never leave you nor forsake you. And then in verse 9, he said, don't be terrified, don't be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. God's presence is not limited in this auditorium. Hindi po nandito lang, o hindi lang limitado ang presensya ng Diyos sa every Sunday na may service tayo. But God's presence is with you wherever you go. Sabi mo sa katabi mo, God is with you wherever you go. Huwag mo kong iwan. Ayan, no? So, God's presence is with you. The Holy Spirit lives inside of you. That's why you don't have to be afraid. You don't have to be terrified of a terror teacher. You don't have to be afraid of the mga nag-aharas o nag-persecute sa'yo. Because God is with you. Meron nga tayong campus missionary sa Rojas City, malapit sa Capiz, Aklan. No? At sinabi niya sa akin, nakita ko siya sa The Fort. Kuya Winston. No? Kuya Wins, yung sa boarding house, apartment na tinutuloyan namin. maraming ano, shake, rattle, and roll. No? Nung una, natatakot ako, pero ngayon, hindi na ako natatakot. Because I know God is with her. Sabi niya, yung dalawa kong small group members, nakakita sila ng manananggal. No? Alam niyo po yung manananggal? Yung ano, kalahati, maangat, no? Nag-elevate. No? Sino po sa inyo nakakita ng manananggal? Sino po sa inyo nakakita ng mukhang manananggal? Iba yun, ano? Illusion lang yun. Pero, nakita niya. Nakakita sila. At sabi nga, nagsabi nga sa akin eh, yung mga removers daw, mga manananggal, no? Removers. The removers can apply as household helpers. Oh, pwede silang mag-apply, no? Na katulong kasi yung kalahati pwedeng magbunot, yung kalahati pwedeng magplansya o magsampay, eh, no? Kaya productive sila. Kaya pwede sila mag-apply dito, no? Ika-cast out lang natin yung spirit, no? Deliverance. Anyway, don't be afraid because God's presence is with you. And that's why Joshua heard these words, be strong and courageous. 3 times from 3 sources. He heard it first from Moses in Deuteronomy, and then he heard it from the Lord here in Joshua 1, and he heard it from his people, from the people, from the Israelites. Joshua 1, 17 and 18. Sabi ng mga tao, ng congregation, the people responded, as the Lord was with Moses, just as we obeyed Moses, we will also listen and obey you. Only be strong and be courageous. So yung mga tao mismo, they are clamoring for a strong leader. Gusto nilang maging matatag, matibay, malakas yung kanilang leader. And so people are clamoring for strong leadership, people with strong convictions. Kaya kung saan man kayo naroon, kung ikaw ang Christian sa klase nyo, dapat ikaw mag-lead ng opening prayer. No? Ma'am, ako na po ang magpe-pray. Okay, pag-pray ka na. No? Pag-pray mo yung salvation nila. And then, pag-pray mo, kung ikaw ang Christian sa opisina mo, no? If you're the Christian in your office, then take the lead, take the initiative to lead a Bible study, lead a small victory group, no? Mag-lead ka ng prayer meeting during lunchtime. Hindi yung manonood kayo ng ano, ano ba yung palabas yung lunchtime, Pastor Earl? It bulaga, win-win. Okay. Ano? Wala na palang win-win. Maluma na. Take the initiative. If you're the father in your family, lead the family devotions. Lead the prayer. No? Pagkakain kayo. Bago matulog yung mga bata. Take the initiative. Take leadership. Be strong and be very courageous. Meron nga akong natanggap na personal message, PM, sa Facebook last January 4 from my niece. Pamangkin ng asawa ko si Gigi. Her niece in Daly City. Alam niyo po yung Daly City sa California. Parang ano yun eh, Manila. No? Maraming Pinoy. At ito yung sabi niya, no? Tito Wins, no? Short for Winston. Tito Wins, how are you? Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to you and to your family. However, I want to ask you if you heard anything about the dead blackbirds in Arkansas last week. Napalataan niyo po ba yun? Yung libo-libong itim na ibon na bumagsak, namatay. Scientists have an explanation of that. Loud sound ng mga firecrackers, anything. Anyway, my supervisor told me about it and I got so scared because I remember reading this from the book of Revelation. God bless. Okay, my reply, yes, I heard about that. I don't think it has something to do with the book of Revelation, though in Revelation 8 verse 10, talks about a great star blazing like a torch fell from the sky on a third of the rivers. So it's not falling birds, but a falling star. Oh, falling star pala, no? Not falling birds. So what is more important is you develop a strong relationship with the Lord through Bible reading, prayer, and being connected to a spiritual family, His church. And here's what Jesus said in Matthew 24:35: heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will never pass away. I told my niece, everything in this world will pass away, but God's word, the words of Jesus, they will endure, they will remain forever. Ang salita ng Diyos ay mananatili magpakailanman. And that's why you have to develop a strong relationship with God. in order to be strong. By being strong, by living according to His purpose, by studying His precepts, obeying His word, and living, enjoying, being conscious of His presence wherever we go. So the main point that I want to leave with you today is this. We can be strong by having a strong relationship with God. Let's say it all together. We can be strong by having a strong relationship with God. Tayo po'y magiging malakas, totoong malakas, kung tayo mayroong malakas na relasyon sa ating Diyos. And that's what Joshua did. He developed a strong relationship with God. Joshua's original name was Hosea, meaning deliverer or salvation. But in Numbers 13, Moses changed his name. He gave Hosea, son of Nun, the name Joshua. So from salvation, from Hosea, which means salvation, naging Joshua, meaning the Lord is salvation. The Lord is my deliverer. The Lord is my Savior. Okay? He no longer depended on his own ability, strength, wisdom, or knowledge, but he now depends on the Lord, who is our salvation. And Joshua is the Hebrew equivalent of Jesus. Jesus is the Greek name of Joshua. And so, just as Joshua led the people of Israel into the promised land, everything that we will receive from God will also come through Jesus Christ, our Lord. That's why here in Ephesians 1:3, praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. Everything that we will receive from God will come through Jesus Christ. And so today, if you don't have relationship with God yet, today is the day of salvation. You can commit your life to Christ. You can open up your heart and give your life to Jesus. We can be strong by having a strong relationship with God. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you, God, for you are a faithful God. All your promises to us are yes and amen in Christ. We thank you, Jesus. You are our salvation. You are our deliverer. You are our hope. And is our God and Savior. And I pray, Lord, for people here who don't have a relationship with you yet, pray that your Spirit will touch them. Show them how much you love them. And if you're here and you want to commit your life to Jesus, you're living in sin, you are far away from God, but now today, you want to decide, you want to commit your life to Jesus. You want to give your life 100% to God. You want to turn away from sin. You want to repent of your wickedness and turn to God. If you humble yourselves, God will save you. If you cry out to God, He will save you. If you're that person who needs to commit his life or her life to Christ, just raise up your hands and I will pray for you here right now. Just raise up your hands. Anyone? Yes. Anyone here? Yes. Just raise up your hands to the Lord. Say, Lord, I commit my life to you, Jesus. Yes. Just raise up your hands. If you need to rededicate your life to Christ. In fact, can I invite you to stand up, please? Those who are raising your hands, just stand up for a moment. And we'll pray all together. Sabay-sabay tayo mag-pray. I will lead you into a prayer of salvation. Those who have raised your hands. Be bold and be courageous. If you are standing, just pray this prayer with me. Say it to God. Say, Heavenly Father, I ask you to forgive me of my sins. I believe that Jesus Christ died on the cross for my sins. I receive you, Lord Jesus, as my Savior and my Lord. Change my life. Come into my life. Holy Spirit, change me. Thank you for the gift of eternal life. In Jesus' name, amen. If you stood up, a counselor will come up here later and talk to you and tell you more about how you can grow in your relationship with the Lord. And at this time, we will have a faith declaration. We want to confess the word of God so we can be strong and courageous so that we can inherit what God has promised us. So let's all stand and have this faith declaration. Basahin po natin ng sabay-sabay. And as you confess the word, say it with all of your heart. And God's promises will take place in your life. Let's say it. Ready? Go. My Heavenly Father, I thank you for all your promises to me are yes and amen in Christ. By your grace and by your Spirit, you will lead me to inherit my promised land. Thank you, Lord. You have a great plan and purpose for my life. I make a commitment today that I will meditate on the book of the law day and night. I will read, study, and obey your word. As I do that, I'll be prosperous and successful in whatever I do. I'll be strong and courageous. I will not fear nor worry because I know that you, Lord, are with me wherever I go. Oh, Lord, I give you praise for the amazing things that you will do in my life this year. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.